The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith.
Ain't it exciting? Huh? Well, that's our three-piece orchestra. It's going to be hard for us to keep our mind on the scripts tonight. There's some awful pretty girls in the front row.
Yes, Brad, that was for you.
That was Do-Do-Do or something. Frank wouldn't tell me the name. Played by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton. You're on.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Truman? You really look nice.
Oh, thank you. I do, huh?
Yeah, your eyes are open.
Oh, they are. That... Well, Red, my eyes are open every week.
Yeah, I know, but this is the first week they see anything.
Say, Red, where'd you go this afternoon?
Well, I went down to the blood bank, and I gave them 2 pints of my blood.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd they do with it?
Well, they just put it in a big bottle and label it. With a label that says, Red Skelton's blood, artificial coloring to be added.
Say, Red, you really should take care of your health.
No, I do. What about yesterday? We went on that long 2-day hike up in the woods.
Oh, huh? Yeah. Say, things are sure pretty in Griffith Park this time of the year, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to be prettier soon, though.
Yeah?
You'll be wearing shorts.
You know, we really did a lot of walking, didn't we?
Yeah, I'll say. When I got home, my ankles and knees were the same thing. Say, Brad, do you know where I can get a reskin job?
Huh? Red, why did you decide that we should go on that hike?
Well, what's the use of pacing up and down Hollywood Boulevard? I found there's girls everywhere.
Hiking sure is a real sport, isn't it?
Yeah, but not the way they do it out here in Hollywood. These stars, they get in their big cars, they drive 150 miles, then they open the window, take a deep breath, and they call it a workout.
You enjoyed your hike, didn't you?
Yeah, I'll say. I saw Little Red Riding Hood out in the woods.
Oh, really? Was she on her way to visit her grandmother with a lunch?
No, she was looking for the wolf with a bottle of gin.
I was out in the woods with my grandmother once.
You were, Ozzie?
Yeah, we were picking toadstools.
Toadstools? They're poison.
They are?
Sure.
So that's what that toad was trying to tell us.
How are you, Harriet?
Hello, Red. What's cooking?
Not me. I'm a vegetarian. Say, wasn't it swell to get out of town and feel that wind blowing through your hair?
I blew out of town once.
What happened, Ozzie?
I found out her husband wasn't drafted after all.
Poor old Ozzie. He's still fighting the Battle of Coinga Pass.
Say, Red, I certainly enjoyed that hike we took yesterday.
Yeah, wasn't it nice up there in the woods? But you know, it's a funny thing. None of the trees had leaves on them.
Well, Red, those weren't trees. They were oil wells.
No kidding.
Sure.
Well, I thought it was funny that game warden had a bayonet on the end of his gun.
We were in the woods later, remember?
Oh, yeah, right after we picked up that used tire.
Say, Red, after we split up, did you see any animals?
Yeah, I saw a gopher talking to his wife. And when he saw me coming, he says, "Hey, Mabel, look, here comes the guy that gives us all that publicity on the radio." No kidding, the gophers are getting more out of this program than the Raleigh cigarette.
Red, what was that thing you were carrying around, a pup tent?
Yeah, I had a pup tent on my back and 14 puppies in my pocket. Yeah, I love the spring in California.
Oh, so do I, Red. It means you can get ready for nice weather.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday, I even took the rubbers off my goulashes.
So, Red, what happened when that bee stung you on the finger and your shotgun went off?
Well, there was 2 Japanese beetles hanging around, see?
Yeah.
One said to the other, says, "Hey, we better go back and warn the emperor. In this country, even the bees can shoot."
Well, I sure did enjoy camping overnight.
Yeah.
There's nothing like a campfire in the woods at night.
Yeah, it was so mysterious, too. I saw big yellow eyes staring at me from the darkness. Reminds me of the Raleigh stockholders meeting.
I was glad glad when we finally found a place to stay. Yeah. Wasn't that a cutie log cabin we found, Red?
Yeah, but it would have been a lot cuter if the maple syrup was all out of it.
I didn't mind that so much. It was those ants that bothered me. Yeah. They came from every which way.
Yeah.
I was a little jerky once.
Once, he said. You were, Ozzie?
Yes, I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard with my hands full of bundles when all of a sudden my suspenders broke.
Yeah, what happened? As if though I didn't know.
Well, I did a juggling act for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
When I finished, I was carrying my pants and wearing several large avocados.
Well, I was sure glad we invited the musicians to go with us. Boy, those boys sure love to get out in the open air for a change.
Oh, do they, Ray?
Sure, the piano player was romping around, and suddenly he came across a pretty little kitty with a stripe down his back.
Gosh, what did he do?
I don't know. The last time I looked around, you couldn't tell who had the upper hand.
Say, how'd you like the cake I brought, Red?
Oh, hey, that was a swell cake, Harriet. It had nuts in it, didn't it?
No.
No? You folks will pardon me while I count my teeth.
Red, what else exciting happened?
Well, the piccolo player kept seeing little brown men till we took the bottle away from him. Say, by the way, who brought those sausages along?
I did. Why?
Well, mine had a little nail polish on the end, but I ate it anyhow. What's a little banana oil to my system?
Say, Red, weren't you cold during the night? I was freezing.
Well, I was cold at first. Now I reached down and pulled somebody's fur coat over me.
Wait a minute, Red. Nobody had any fur coats with him. No? That must have been a bear.
A bear? No wonder he kept kicking me out of bed all night.
I got the bum's rush once.
You did, Ozzy?
Yes, and the funny part about it, I really was selling brushes.
Well, I'm glad everybody had a good time, including the girls the musicians brought along with them.
Yeah. Say, did you notice the one who had her hair tied in a bun at the back of her head?
Yeah, she got so hungry she ate that, too.
I can't see what makes musicians so hungry, Red. Their idea of a good sandwich is two loaves of bread with a cow between them.
Yeah, you know, I was hungry, too, Harriet. Did you notice me dig into that jam?
Yep. And here's a napkin.
Yeah.
Well, what I want to know is, who was that fat girl that took such a big fancy to me?
I don't know. But it was a good thing she was with us. We brought her along, though.
Why?
Well, just sitting down, she cleared away 2 acres of brush. I asked the trombone player if she came with him.
Did she?
No, only half of her. The other half was the drummer's. Oh, but it's beautiful up in the woods.
Oh, especially those maple trees.
Yeah.
You know, they get maple syrup from those trees.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Say, how do they get those trees to set on those little bottles?
Well, you know, I sure wish I could have stayed on. I hear the real fun started on the second night. Tell me, Red, what happened?
Well, to top it off, Edward G. Robinson and Lana Turner suggest that we have a big campfire party.
Oh, say, don't those dried-up leaves smoke a lot?
Yeah, 10 minutes later, an Indian came over and says, got your signal, pale face. Here's the blanket you ordered. Was Dash, 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 and very nice, Ozzie and Harriet.
Well, thanks,
see, Tuesday
Red.
Night they sing. See, so.
Say, aren't we having nice spring weather?
Yeah, I'll say.
I like spring because everybody's so happy.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I looked out the window this morning, and what I... give me time now. I wouldn't say that. I looked out my window this morning, and I thought I saw a robin redbreast.
Well, wasn't it a robin redbreast?
No, it was just my uncle hopping around from bush to bush in his red flannels. Say, I'll tell you what. Right after I light up this Raleigh cigarette, let's look in on different people and see the troubles they have when spring comes. First, we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's getting ready for the spring floods, So he's bought himself a ferry boat. Well, here I am. The captain of a ferry boat. Steamboat Bill, sailing down the Mississippi. Daisy June said I shouldn't sing too much. Said I sound like a foghorn. That's good. Me sounding like a foghorn. Do, do, do. I almost didn't. Well, slam a door and let's get going.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy June.
Well, how do you feel today, Clem?
Oh, not so good. I got spouts before my eyes.
Spouts before your eyes?
Yep. I guess I've been milking too many cows lately. Gee, you look pretty today, Daisy June.
Well, thank you, Clem.
Yep. Especially pretty when you smile. You got the cutest pink palette.
Well, you look good too, Clem.
Yeah, I got one of them victory haircuts.
A victory haircut?
Yeah, look, no lapels.
What are you pouting for, Clem?
Oh, I ain't pouting.
Well, then what's the matter with your lip?
I had a very unfortunate experience with a Pepsi-Cola bottle. You like to go for a ride in my boat?
Well, I don't know. You got lost the last time. Where did you go, anyway?
I don't know.
Well, how did you get back?
I got friendly with a Columbia River salmon.
Say, how do I get my car on here?
Well, you aim it for the middle of the boat.
But the ramp is on the end.
You're a woman driver, ain't you?
Yes.
Well, then you aim it for the middle of the boat. I'll start her up.
You better drive her up on the boat, I think. That gangplank looks too narrow for me.
Doors look too narrow for you. Okay, but driving up a gangplank is just as simple as even simpler. Now you just back her up a little. Say, Daisy June, how do you get back to the ferry boat from here?
Straight ahead, a half a mile.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you aim the car for the front of the ramp and give her the gas. Well, what do you know? I missed it a mile. Hey, help me, Daisy June. I can't swim. I can't swim.
Well, stand up. It isn't deep there.
Well, help me. I can't wade either.
Well, give me your hand and I'll help you.
Okay.
There.
Gee whiz, I'm all wet. Daisy June, I'm all wet.
I hear, Jen. I ain't arguing. Yeah. Oh, look. All your beautiful tan is gone. Yeah. What's that in your pocket?
Well, look at that. I caught a halibut.
Well, start the boat, Clem, and let's go.
Okay.
But not too fast.
All right. Don't worry. The top speed's only 10 miles an hour sideways.
Do you have much trouble steering her?
Well, sometimes I go up the river head on, and so this thing's awful nervous tonight. Sometimes I go across the river head on, and sometimes I go sideways.
Well, why's that, Clem?
It all depends how I handle the wheel. Sometimes standing up, sometimes laying down.
Oh, Clem, look at that fella diving off the boat for pennies.
Gee, I hope he don't dive onto that dock. Sure has a hard head, ain't he? Hey, do you like my new blue uniform?
Oh, yes. And I like your button shoes, too.
Yeah, I send all the way to Azusa for them.
for Clem. They ain't supposed to button up the back. You got them on backwards.
I have? Well, no wonder I'm always going where I've just been. Well, here we go.
Gee. Ain't it romantic, Clem? Just a sailing. Look at that beautiful sunset on them orange peels on the water.
Yep.
Oh, you ain't romantic at all, Clem. Ain't you never held anything in your arms tenderly?
Well, once I had a pet mongoose who got caught in the trap.
Oh, I don't mean a mongoose, I mean me.
Well, I don't know. Go get caught in a trap, I'll see. I don't know. Hey, give me a kiss, Daisy June.
No.
Oh, give me a kiss.
No. What you thinking about, Clem?
Oh, he did it before, and oh, he'll do it again.
Gee, I sure love your boat.
Don't you, though?
Hey, look, there's a whale out there.
Oh, yeah, a whale. Well, what do you know?
Are you laughing at the whale, Clem?
Yeah, what a silly thing he is. All that water around, he's got to take a shower. You really like my boat, Daisy?
Oh, it's just swell, Clem. But where did you get that cannon on the front?
Well, you remember that night during the blackout, some dirty crook stole the one that was in front of the city hall?
Yes.
Pretty, ain't it?
Say, Clem, it takes 3 minutes to cross the river. Look at your watch.
You?
If we've been gone longer than 3 minutes, we're lost. How long have we been gone?
No, wouldn't you like to know?
Well, ain't you got a compass?
No, I threw that darn thing away.
Why?
It was no good. I wanted to go east, and it kept pointing to the north.
Well, there's only one way to find out where we are. If you were a sailor, you'd shoot the sun.
Well, I tried that, but the bullets kept falling back into my gun.
Gosh, this ain't the river no more, Clem. We're out on the ocean now. Look out, Clem!
What for?
Well, there's 2 men in a rowboat right straight ahead of us. We'll cut them right in half.
Oh, don't worry. I'll give them the warning signal. Oh, well, they weren't speaking to each other anyhow.
Gosh, we'll never find a way back. We're miles out to sea.
Oh, go on.
Well, we are, too. Look, there's a big walrus following us.
Walrus? Walrus, nothing. That's one of them mermaids.
How can you tell?
Now, let's not get nosy, bud.
I still say it's a walrus.
No, it ain't. Come on, I'll harpoon her. I'll bring her up on deck. There, I caught a mermaid. She's all mine. I got her.
Well?
Boy, she sure got big buck teeth, ain't she?
Clem, you don't know nothing. Say, what's that out there?
I don't know.
Clem, look! There's a Jap submarine.
Gee whiz, it is a Jap submarine, ain't it? Let me at my cannon.
You just gotta sink that Jap submarine, Clem.
Oh, get him. Get me at that cannon, will you? Ready, aim, fire! Well, is there a Jap doctor in the house?
Now let's go back to the old gold rush days where the prospectors, they were the fellows who really had a tough time. They would run out of food. Then they'd get marooned by the spring snows. So in a lonely cabin far away, we find Deadeye.
Well, men, 5 days now, no food. I'm getting so skinny, I'm holding my pants up with my teeth. And it's mighty hard.
Why?
No teeth. Oh, doggone, there they go again. Oh, gee, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too, Deadeye.
Yeah, I'm so hungry I could eat my shoes if I hadn't already eaten them.
Say, Deadeye, you gotta do something. I'm starving.
So am I.
Okay, boys, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll draw straws, and the one that gets the longest straw can eat it.
Deadeye, this is terrible. I can't go on much longer, living like pigs, sleeping 5 in a bed.
Yeah, that reminds me. One of you guys has been sleeping with his spurs on.
Yeah? How do you know?
Well, just look at me. One more X and I'll be tit-tat-toe.
Oh, come on. Let's not talk about sleep at a time like this. Let's talk about food.
Where'd that guy come from?
Oh, I'm just something that fell out of Fibber McGee's closet when Molly opened the door.
Well, look, Bub, we ain't talking about food. Let's talk about women.
No, I insist on talking about food.
Instead of women?
Yeah, why?
Boy, I hope I never get that hungry.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. I got one clean suit of long winter underwear left.
Were you carrying it in your mouth?
Oh, that's why they call me Flannel Mouth.
Is there anything left to eat, Deadeye?
Potluck.
Potluck?
Yeah, here's the pot. See what luck you can have with it.
But, Deadeye, there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
Turn cannibal.
Cannibal? What's that?
That's when people eat people.
People? What's that?
Well, that's like you and me.
You and me? What's that?
What's the matter with you, Deadeye? Are you stupid?
Stupid? That I am.
Now, look, Deadeye, one of us will have to sacrifice himself for the others.
Yeah?
Now, I'll say the fattest one has got to be killed.
Okay, who's the fattest?
I ain't.
I ain't.
I ain't.
Oh, I ain't.
Hiya, fellas.
That's him.
Uh-oh. Something tells me I ought to stood in bed.
Yeah. Come on in, wonderful. Boys, look, wonderful just came in. How do you like that?
I like that. How do you like that, Three Gun?
Oh, I like that. How do you like that, wonderful?
I don't like it.
Well, how do you like that? Well, wonderful, you got to get ready, boy. We're turning into cannibals, you know.
Yeah, but I'm the one who gets shot.
Well, wonderful, you're the fattest, that is, around the head.
Oh, so... now, wait a minute, boss. I ain't so fat.
Oh, no. You'd give me your stomach full of sugar, that's all.
Well, that's not fat, why, that's muscle. Yeah. Why, I used to be a star on the athletic club on the Olympic game.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I made 18 passes at the Olympic Social Club.
Oh, I see.
Oh, come on, Mr. Dead. I got to have something on my stomach besides wrinkles.
Your stomach's wrinkled?
Wrinkled? Looks like the map of Africa.
It does, really?
Yes, sir. And Descartes is getting awfully close to my backbone.
Well, how long we been in this cabin, anyhow?
2 months and a half.
That long? Gee whiz. I miss paying my income tax.
Is you got enough money to pay your income tax?
Not quite, but I was going to make a down payment on my deposit of the first installment.
Well, why did we come up in this part of the Wild Spur anyway?
Well, we can't all work at Lockheed, you know.
But gee whiz, I gotta get back. I got a wife and 17 children.
You got a wife and 17 children?
Yes, sir. We can't all work at Lockheed, you know.
Well, looks like we're all gonna die from starvation.
Gosh, I'll never see my dear old gray-haired mammy again. I'll never see her dear old gray hair again.
Why not?
She's blonde now.
I had a blonde once, but she left me.
Did she give you a lock of her blonde hair when she left?
She gave me the whole thing. She's a redhead now.
Say, Mr. Deadeye, if we all gonna die, why don't you write a farewell letter to your gal?
That's a good idea. I'll do that. Now, let me see. What'll I say? Oh, yeah. Dear BB Eyes... Next time you see me, I won't be saying much because I'll be dead. You'll be able to tell that I'm dead because I look better then than I do now. P.S. Excuse my pencil because I ain't got any. Signed, Deadeye.
That's a mighty nice letter. Mr. Deadeye, gee, you smart. Yeah. Did you go to school?
Sure, I'll say I went to school. In fact, I was voted as my class as the one most likely to save string.
Gee, that's smart.
Food. I can't stand it any longer. So long, boys. I'm kicking the bucket.
He's gone, Deadeye.
Yeah, we'll just stack him up over there with the others.
Look, Deadeye, I'm so hungry I can't stand it. There's only one thing to do.
To do? What's that?
But like I said a while ago, turn cannibal.
He's right, Mr. Deadeye. We got to decide who's going to eat who.
That's right, Wonderful. And I hope you're nice and tender.
Why, you can't do it that way. Well, we got to decide this thing fair and square.
Yeah.
We'll play poker.
Play poker? That's a good idea. Now, we'll use my car, shall we?
No!
If I ever had a suspicious nature, I'd say you boys didn't trust me. I'll deal. Who put that joker in there? Okay, what's everybody got?
I got four aces.
I got four aces.
I got four aces. What do you got, Wonderful?
I only got three aces.
I knew it all the time. Well, you got any last words?
Well, yes, sir, Mr. Deadeye. Take small bites, will you, fellas? I'm ticklish.
Yeah. Okay, now I'll count three, and I'll draw and shoot you. You ready? One, two.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He's the cook. How would he cook himself if he's dead?
Yeah, I never thought of that. Well, I should have shot him first and then counted. This time we'll just cut the cards. All right, what do you got?
Four aces.
Four aces. What have you got, Deadeye?
A pair of deuces and a nasty disposition. Well, fellas, I won't let you down. I'll kill myself so you can have food. I can't see you starve to death. But something tells me I shouldn't shoot myself.
What do you mean, Deadeye?
Listen.
Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, tutti frutti.
Well, we got the dessert. Now, if Mr. Deadeye will oblige with the first course.
Yeah. Well, where's my boots? I got to dye my boots on, you know.
Oh, you can't do that, Mr. Deadeye. We at the boots for breakfast.
You mean to tell me I got to dye my stocking feet?
Yes, sir.
Well, I can't do that. Errol Flynn will never speak to me again. Well, say, where shall I shoot myself? In the head or the chest?
Just hit something vital. We want vittles.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to rush you, Mr. Deadeye, but we need some vitamin B nothing.
Yeah, from me, that's what you'll get. Okay, well, so long, boys. I'll go outside the house and do it. Well, looks like it's the end of Deadeye, folks. Deadeye, I didn't think I'd ever have to do this to you, old boy. But I'm going to give you a break. I'll count three. And then I'll draw. You ready, Deadeye? One, two, three. What do you know? I missed me a mile.
We're saved. I'm glad you missed, Deadeye.
Yeah, how come we're saved?
I pulled my rabbit foot out to rub it, and look.
Well, I'll be.
Yep, lucky thing I never cut it off from the rabbit.
Getting back to the troubles that people have when spring gets here, we have a lady and her little boy. She's having trouble with her spring cleaning, and her little boy is helping her. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little boy.
Hello? Hello, is this the painter? Well, I've been waiting for over an hour for you. Oh, you'll be right over? Good. Goodbye. Well, thank goodness that's settled. Now, where's Junior? Junior? Junior!
Did you call me, Mommy?
Yes, where are you?
Here I am, up on the fireplace.
Now, what are you doing up there?
I'm cleaning that big picture of Grandpa. I wiped all the sticky stuff off.
Junior, that's an oil painting. Yeah. Oh, dear, you've done hundreds of dollars worth of damage. You've washed away Grandpa's horse.
Well, don't worry. Just give me me widow paint box, and I will give him a Douglas bomber.
You get down from there.
Don't you hit me.
Just look at your clothes. What happened to them?
Nothing. You know that mud puddle out in the street?
Yes.
It's a manhole.
Just look at your hands and your fingernails, all dirty and grimy.
Yes, I know. What a hiding place for Dick Tracy.
I I'd like to know where you get your ideas from.
Well, every time you and Pop have a fight, I take notes.
Oh, at times I wish the Red Cross would take live donations.
Yeah. Ryan.
Yes, Junior, what is it?
Mommy, when are we leaving for Orange River Valley?
Junior, don't be so silly. That's for aliens.
Well, when I stand
don't
in
you
the
read the papers? I said that's for aliens. Don't you read the papers?
Yes, I read the papers. I step on other people's lines, too. Yeah, I read the paper every day. I know what's going on in the world.
Oh, you know what's going on in the world.
Yeah, what a mess. What a mess.
You think that's a mess? Just look at this house.
Yeah.
And it's all your fault, Junior.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
Why don't you be good?
You give me a dime, I will be good.
Well, all I have is a $5 bill.
Why don't you open an account with me?
I can hardly wait till they start evacuating children.
Aren't you going to hit me?
No, I'll let you go this time.
What are you trying to do, spoil me?
Junior, I'm trying to get some work done. Do you have to pester me?
No.
Now go out and see how your father's getting along with that rug.
Okay.
He's okay. But the rug's getting in a few licks, too.
Is he using the rug beater?
Yeah, I think Pop a little mixed up now, though. He's beating the rug with a bottle and holding the rug beater up to his mouth.
Oh, now go away, Junior. I've got to get on with my spring cleaning.
Okay. Mine?
Yes, dear.
Can I have my weekly allowance?
Well, you had your allowance yesterday.
I know, but where can you spend rubles?
Oh, Junior, don't bother me now.
Okay. Mommy.
Yes, dear?
Can I go count me rabbits?
You just counted your rabbits yesterday.
I know, but if I don't count them every day, they'll get ahead of me.
Junior, there's somebody at the door.
You don't say.
Junior, answer the door.
Okay, it didn't say nothing. Okay, would I take my baseball bat and answer it? Stop ringing that doorbell. Why don't you knock? Skin is deeper than electricity. Hello, did you come and see my sister?
No, little boy, I didn't.
Well, why not? She just had her face lifted.
Your sister had her face lifted?
Yeah, three times. It's up to here now. Who are you?
Well, I'm Johnny Morgan. I'm the painter.
Oh, come on. You look like a street cleaner.
Oh, come now. I don't really look like a street cleaner, do I?
I could answer that, but it would only lead to bloodshed. Hey, stick your head in the door.
Stick my head in the door? What for?
Does that answer your question?
Say, what is this? Do you always hit people over the head when they come in?
No, sometimes I bite them on the ankle. We's well protected here, you know.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, home defense.
Look, I'm here to paint the house, not to get hit over the head with a ball bat.
Oh, I see. Well, won't you come in, Mr. Rembrandt?
Thank you.
Well, hello. You're the painter, aren't you?
Yeah, he's the painter.
Well, what'd you think these spots on my clothes are, measles?
I had the measles once.
Yes, Junior was very sick.
Yeah.
We almost lost him.
You did?
Yeah. But they didn't take me far enough out in the woods.
My, this is a nice place you have here. Wasn't it?
Junior, if you don't stay away from those paints, you'll get the worst shellacking of your life.
Okay, Corny. Boy, I had a noisy little urchin, ain't I?
Now, Junior, you stop that. I thought you said you were going to help me today.
Okay, I will help you, Mommy. I will carry the bucket of paint for the painter.
All right, but be careful. You wouldn't spill any, would you?
Oh, no.
Because if you spill any paint, it'd ruin the rugs.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to do that, would you?
He don't know me very well, does he? Yeah, I'd like to. Oh, look what I found, a big paintbrush. I wonder if I could brush my teeth with it.
Junior!
Look, Mommy, I got a white lead smile.
Junior, you better let the painter alone for a while.
Okay.
Now, what color schemes were you going to use?
Well, I think we'll do the kitchen in a cream color.
Very pretty.
And the dining room in, ivory.
That dink.
And, we'll do Junior's room in black. It won't show the dirt so much.
I will help him, Mom.
No, Junior.
Now, you let me help him or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you sweep all the dirt under the dining room rug this morning.
I did not.
Yet you did, because I was under there at the time.
Listen, I think you could help me more out in the hall.
Okay, Mommy. I will ride me bicycle up and down and watch for Jap.
If you run into anything... See? You broke the goldfish bowl. Now aren't you sorry?
Yes, I am, Mommy. Now I got no place to go waiting.
And what about the poor goldfish? Look at him floundering around.
Oh, that poor little fellow. I will eat him.
Junior, don't you dare... Oh, well, it'll keep you from gnawing on the furniture for a while. Junior, I don't understand you. Don't you want to be somebody when you grow up?
Sure, a peeping Tom like Pop. Mommy, I will go outside, hmm?
Don't open that door. The painter's ladder's over that door, and he's on top of it.
Okay.
I told you that painter was up on that ladder.
No, he ain't. He's laying down there on the floor. Hey, get up. We're paying you to work. Come on, get up.
You've been asking for this all day.
Oh, you broke my widow arm. You broke my widow arm. I won't be able to pitch for the Pomona Polecat. You broke my widow arm.
I didn't touch your arm. I hit my own arm.
You won't be able to pitch for the Pomona Polecat.
Oh, Junior, please go away. Why don't you go and play with your chemistry set? Mix up something dangerous.
Okay, I will blow up the joint. Well, here I am, all alone in my little room. And it's only a question of time before a catastrophe happened. Oh, I had a mean little brat I had. Oh, how I hate me if I were somebody else. I know what I do. I will be good. I will wash Mummy's drapes. That's what I will do. She said they were dirty. Come on down there for me, old dirty old drapes. Come on, drapes. Get loose, will you? A widow tug here will do it. Ooh, a fine place to hide a pole. maybe I can throw that part back on again. Now, I will run the water in the bathtub. Now, look at that wing around the bathtub. Mummy's getting to be as bad as Pop. Now, I will wash these drapes with the face soap. It make them come out nice and fluffy. It make me face come out that way. Here go the drapes. Gee, look how wet that water's getting. Look at them drapes bleed. Uh-oh. What happened to them little white flowers? I better hang that back up and let them dry, but quick.
Junior, what are you doing?
Don't you hit me.
All my drapes. Junior, you don't put drapes in hot water. All the color runs out.
Now she told me.
Oh, go on. Go to bed.
Okay, okay. Oh, look. Here's a nice bucket of red paint that painter left. Yeah, it's nice red paint, too. And I always wanted to be an Indian. I wonder if I can paint myself up. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I will take the red paint and I will paint myself up like an Indian. Well, you know, I is red like an Indian.
Junior!
Look, Mommy, red like an Indian.
Oh, I know, and I'm going to give you a good sound thrashing.
Well, wait a minute, Mommy. I ain't red all over.
No, but, brother, you're gonna be.
Remember, we'll all be back again next week at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Until next week, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
That Shelton is heard on this program by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.